Welcome to the Aquarimax audio show with Russ and Kim. We provide information on all kinds of aquarium-related topics.
This is episode 281, recorded January 19th, 2016.
Greetings, Aquarimaxers.
Hello. Have a podcast for you today.
I thought we had a dozen donuts.
Well, I'm sure they would enjoy that too.
Okay.
But I don't have a dozen donuts.
Okay, well,
let's
do the podcast.
And
anyway.
If I did, I couldn't squeeze them through the wires. They're too teeny tiny.
Oh,
the donut would just get all over the floor and make a mess.
You're pretty creative. I think you could figure it out.
We could put a picture of a donut on the Facebook page, but I think all that would do is make people hungry.
Yeah, well, let's do the podcast then.
Okay. Since in lieu of donut, you get a podcast. Okay. We have Mick in Carnforth, UK today, and Scott in Fort Worth, Texas.
And that's it. It's a short one today.
So the other 10 items, you will have to go buy your own donuts. Because I don't have a dozen anything for you
today. We're 10 short of a dozen today.
Yes. So, but Mick and Scott are both very good.
That's true.
Yes. So, shall we?
Yes.
Okay. We'll do Mick first. He says, "Hi, guys, and a happy new year to you both. I love the pictures of the Dalmatian gecko, and I'm going to listen in to the interview you did on the way home tonight. Just thought I would send you a couple of short videos I took in the shop today of some catfish and weather loaches getting tucked into some new bottom feeder pellets I'm trying from our supplier in Holland. All the fish seem to love them and start jostling each other for position as soon as they hit the water. You can post so we can put them up on the Facebook page
and on the show page.
And they're also on the Fangs and Fins YouTube page.
Yep.
So you can see his happy fish being happy about their food.
Yeah, they're
it's like they're eating donuts.
They look really excited about it.
I think we have a donut theme tonight.
Maybe we do.
Maybe we need to go get donuts.
We can't eat them though.
I know, but we can smell them.
Yeah, that's true.
We could just go to a bakery and inhale numerous times.
And that would be enough.
Yes.
Yeah, they really seem excited about this pellet, so it must be a good pellet. And it's fun to see them being excited about it. And to see dojo loaches, which I haven't had in a long time.
You said those are the weather loaches?
Yeah.
It's another name for weather loaches?
Yeah, same thing.
Okay.
It's fun fish.
Kind of look like coolie loaches without the stripes.
And they're huge.
Compared
to a coolie loach.
Oh, okay.
They're like this long.
They can't
and about
see
this
how,
thick.
They can't
I know, I'm showing you.
Okay, so they're about the size of like a Bavarian cream-filled donut, that long?
But shaped more like a maple bar, though.
Okay.
Actually, they're shaped more like cannoli.
Oh, well, see, that's good,
but
too.
Anyway.
It's not a donut.
No, kind of. Okay.
Okay. He says, "I added a group of around 20 green fire Rathbuni tetras to my living room tank last week. A variety of the blood fins, but with nice silvery green bodies and a great red into the tail. They make a great addition along with my cardinals and rummies."
I'd like to see a video of that too when you have a chance.
"I am also experimenting with liquid CO2 as I am getting a bit of black hair algae in the tank."
Nasty stuff.
"I use it in the plant tank at work along with a weekly dosing fertilizer, so I will see what happens at home and let you know how I get on. Best fishes, Mick."
Yeah, we'd like to see that too.
Yes.
And we wish you the best in dealing with the black hair algae. It's awful stuff.
It's nasty.
I've dealt with it
evil.
In the past. Don't like it at all.
No.
It's a mess.
Yes. Mick actually also sent us a different email with an interesting video clip that he had shared on Fangs and Fins and thought you guys would like to see too. It's really cool. I'd actually seen it on Facebook floating around also. It's a shark rescue. And of course we'll put this up too, but a shark got beached somehow. I don't know exactly how it got beached, but people on the beach were, you know, making sure it stayed wet until the rescue crew could get there. And then it's kind of video of the rescue of them helping it get back out into the water. And it's really cool.
It's a heartwarming thing
to
see people actually treating the shark
with respect.
With respect and gentleness and helping it rather than
being
saying,
shark. You know. Because, yes, they're freaky and they're scary, but they're also important as
in our
apex
ecosystem.
Predators.
And when it's sitting there beached and helpless, it doesn't mean anybody any harm.
Right.
No.
So, I still don't want to go swimming with them, but I fully appreciate their significance to our planet and that we need them. And that, as any animal, they need to be treated with dignity and respect and compassion.
Well said. So. All right, thanks, Mick.
Okay, Scott in Fort Worth, Texas. He says, hi, Russ and Kelly. Thanks for your response to my question about my Wallstad tank. I wasn't sure about what kind of light I wanted to use, but I found a Finnex planted tank LED that I really liked. It has a pre-programmed 24-hour day-night cycle to replicate a day. I thought it was pretty reasonably priced on Amazon, so I thought I'd give it a try. Here are some updated pictures with a new light. By the way, oh, he says, by the way, I'm in Fort Worth, Texas. Did we not know where he was last time?
Last time we did not know. I had forgotten.
He was Mystery Scott.
He had told us before, but it had been a while, so I had forgotten and couldn't find records of it.
Sometimes my brain resembles a pasta drainer, and some things drain out, and some things stay in. And then some things get mixed up with sauce.
I'm not sure where you're going with that one. But at least it's not, you know, donut glaze.
Well, donuts. Well, okay, maybe my brain is the hole in the donut.
No.
I don't know.
No, I don't think so. I like the way the tank looks, though. He's got a picture here. We'll put it up on the show page.
Okay.
His Wallstad tank.
Yeah, it looks pretty.
It's cool. And I looked up the light, the Finnex Planet Tank LED. They've got various versions of it, but it really is pretty reasonably priced. And I liked the pre-programmed 24-hour day-night cycle.
That's nice.
Yeah, it's not just on and off. It goes through a sunrise program. It has an earlier morning part of the program where it's, you know, it's bright, but mm-hmm. it's not as bright as it will be at noon. And during the noon, in the middle of the day, it's the brightest.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the afternoon and evening, it starts dimming a little bit to simulate sunset. And then it gets, at midnight, it has like a starlight or moonlight setting.
Cool.
It's really dim. And then it just goes through the whole thing again.
That's pretty neat.
You can also program it yourself if you want to, but that's the default setting. Pretty cool.
Have we talked about those before?
We've talked about different versions, but
like
I've never...
one had like a rain.
Yeah, there's like thing different ones. You have a rainstorm setting and, you know, different thing, cloudy day setting. Lots of them do different things like that. But this is the first one that I looked in depth that had this 24-hour light cycle with all those variations already pre-programmed.
It's pretty neat.
Which is fun. I think that would be fun to have. Mm-hmm. I still don't know exactly what effect having moonlights on all night I don't know what effect that would have on fish.
Go through different moon phases throughout the month?
I don't think it does moon phases. That would be something, though, wouldn't it?
Fancy.
You have like a new moon and a full moon and all the waning and waxing and everything. That would be something. You might actually be able to get some certain
Maybe
organisms
that's the
to
next
spawn
generation,
that way.
Huh?
Because there are animals that marine animals specifically that their reproductive cycles are dependent on lunar cycles.
Interesting.
That's how they synchronize spawning. So that might actually help with certain species, getting them to spawn. Be interesting to see. Well, I think that's about all we have for this week, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, so you all go get some donuts.
And
eat one for me, because I can't.
And until next week,
may the fish
be with you.
Thank you for listening to this edition of the Aquarimax Audio. For additional episodes, please visit aquarimax.com. To leave comments or questions that could be featured on an upcoming podcast, leave a message at 801-477-0629 or email us at info@aquarimax.com.